سيدتنا خديجة الكبرى رضي الله تعالى عنها, the noble wife of our beloved master صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحان الله, she was a woman who supported the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم throughout their married life. We know that the Prophet عليه السلام was 25 years of age at the time of the nikah, and Sayyidah Khadija رضي الله عنها was 40 years of age. She was a successful businesswoman, but when she came into the marriage of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, she was so obedient towards him, and she was willing to give everything for him. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that I have not been granted a wife like Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. That when I invited people towards Islam, they all rejected the message except for Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And whenever people deprived me of things, Khadija radiyallahu anha was willing to give all her wealth, everything for me. And Allah azza wa jal granted me offspring through her. Subhanallah, Sayyidah Khadija radiyallahu anha, we learn, was the first woman to accept Islam, to embrace Islam. She believed in the messenger. She supported his mission wholeheartedly. She encouraged him. She was like a rock for him. And she gave him that willpower to continue. And Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was ever willing to provide for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, give money, give wealth, everything at the feet of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And as we know, Allah Jalla wa Ala blessed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with children through Sayyidah Khadija radiyallahu anha. Such children, subhanallah, which are the greatest from all children. In Sadat-e Kiram, the lineage goes through Sayyidah Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidah Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she is the noble daughter of Sayyidah Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Sayyidah Khadija radiyallahu anha immensely. She passed away in the month of Ramadan, the 10th of Ramadan, in fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase her ranks, elevate her further, and for her sake grant us blessings as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.